Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics, from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
And the seventh and final point, right, is upset everyone. And I'm joking a little, but the most important point, if you look at a lot of these people as we're going through them, they all have a character about them, right? I talked a lot about this here in number two, the character and identity, okay? So I don't really mean upset everyone. I just mean upset a few people, okay? Because what I've learned, right, is what I've learned is over time is if you're not being controversial, if you're not speaking your true authentic self, right, if you're not telling people your opinion and you're not standing for anything, then sadly you stand for nothing. And when you're not able to polarize and stand out and grab attention, right, what happens is you blend into the middle, right, this kind of gray area. And it's very, very, very hard to promote your brand and to get the attention your brand deserves if you don't have some viral aspect around it. Okay, so I want to encourage you guys, it's okay to have haters. It's okay to be your authentic self, right? It's okay to tell your story. Okay, it's okay to stand for something. And actually, if you reverse engineer a lot of the biggest influencers and brands in the world, you'll start to notice they all have somewhat of what you would call a polarizing personality. They all have a version of an extreme. And sadly, you know, this is a talk I give differently around mindset, but sadly through society, we are brought up as, you know, children and then teenagers, and our creativeness and our uniqueness is always compressed because you never want to be different. You're always told to blend in. Right. You're always told to not dress differently and to look the same and blah, 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 blah. Right. So we grow up as children being compressed and pushed into a box to blend in like everyone else. But pretty much every big influence from celebrity are unique. They're interesting. I work with a lot of wrestlers. And one of the fascinating things about the WWE is they all have these outrageous, ridiculous personas. Right. If you look at them. If you ever watch wrestling, they all have these crazy personas. So don't be worried if you upset a few people, okay? And as you get more and more successful and popular, right? Like I joke now that I wake up and before breakfast, I've already got 5 people hating on me. That's a great thing because you're impacting thousands of people, right? You're getting millions of impressions. Millions of people are seeing your brand, whether you're a personal brand or a product-based brand, millions of people are seeing it. So I really want to encourage you guys to create something unique, right? To speak your true voice, to be passionate, right? And to actually go after a certain group of people and also make sure that in some ways it polarizes another group of people, because generally you'll win and stand out in the online game if you do that. It's very, very hard to stand out. So the more controversial or outrageous or loud or interesting or funny that you can be, generally, the better your brand will do, okay? So look, guys, as I said at the start, the world has changed, right? How products and how brands are being built is changing every single day. Celebrities are getting paid more to be a face of a TV ad or a magazine ad for a famous brand than they are to actually shoot a movie, literally, okay? Celebrities are getting paid, athletes are getting paid more than they earn on the court or the pitch to be an ambassador, right? And whenever you're posting on social media, okay, look at how influencers are posting, okay? Influencers, what makes them great when we talk about content creation is they're all very creative, okay? So one of the best things about influencer marketing, for example, which I do a decent amount of, is not only the reach that they give when they post you, but also the way they create the content. So if you're trying to figure out your ads, if you're trying to figure out content creation, I really encourage you to just go reverse engineer some of the top people in your space already or a similar space and look for trends, okay? Because you can try and reinvent the wheel, or you can just copy a similar wheel and take it across to your brand. And of course, I'm not saying you should ever copy someone like for like, but you should be using inspiration from lots of different people, right? Oh, this person did a video with some viral, you know, motivational song behind it. I'm going to do the same for my brand, right? Oh, this person, you know, took a photo and turned it upside down. I'm going to do the same for my brand. Oh, this person, right, I'm going to do the same for my brand. So study the influencers and what's working and how they're doing it, and look at their engagement and use it for inspiration, right? And over time, like I said, really focus on this piece, right? I want you guys to focus on over a long term, not a short term. How do I build a stronger tribe? How do I build a stronger community? Because if you can build an emotional connection, right, an emotional connection to your brand, you'll do really, really well. Okay. And Logan Paul's a great example of that, right? Went from a YouTuber now to kind of a very famous, like almost Hollywood figure, right? And you can go and see influencers in all different industries. And whenever they go to a new city or they go to a mall or they're doing a launch, thousands of people show up. Why? Because they are able to build a loyal tribe. The stronger that tribe is, the better your products will do, the more they'll share your content, the more you'll go viral, the more companies will pay and want to partner with you because of the loyalty you've built, okay? And then remember, like I said, try and be everywhere, okay? Focus, like I said, on attention. Remember, you don't have a money problem, you have an attention problem, okay? And when you do all those things and you keep going viral, right, and you figure out how do I create viral content, how do I go viral? How do I go controversial? How do I push the envelope a little? You'll have a much stronger business, okay? You'll have a much stronger business, right? Even this guy here, richest guy on the planet, right? Richest guy on the planet that's a tech geek figured this out, okay? He's the richest guy on the planet, right? Or on and off, right? One of the richest. And even he figured out, hey, actually, I'm going to start being controversial on Twitter, right? I'm going to start growing my personal brand. And then he goes, actually, I want to own attention so much. What am I going to do next? What did he do to own attention and control influence? Can anyone tell me? Yeah, he buys an entire social media platform. Literally because he valued his ability to control attention and influence so much. That's the reason he did it, right? So think about that. Richest guy on the planet. Okay.